All right, let's take a break now from the grizzly and head outdoors. Kayaking is the fastest growing outdoor sport in the country. That's according to the Outdoor Recreation Association. Some of those waves kayakers are surfing are created by a man-made structure called a U-drop. U-drops may be fun, but they can also cause some problems for the environment. From Colorado, NPR's Adam Berg has the story.
It's so fun.
It's almost dark, but kids are still plunging into the San Juan River where it runs through Pagosa Springs, Colorado. They're jumping from the town's new U-drop, made of boulders grouted together with concrete. The U-drop spans the river from bank to bank. In the middle, the structure dips low, funneling water into a pool below, where it creates a frothing wave. Town manager Mark Garcia says Pagosa Springs plans to build six more downstream.
Public loves it. And during the day, you'll see people here swimming, people sunbathing on the rocks, dogs, even fishermen.
Two helmeted boaters in plastic kayaks paddle and turn in the wave. Sam Glazier and a friend are up from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they're en route to other parks around the state.
The fact that we can just stop and play for an hour is awesome.
Glazier says kayakers love having access to a consistent wave like this.
For me, it's a great learning environment. You know, I'm still fairly new to kayaking, so I can come here. There's a great play hole and nice eddies and not really any consequences downstream, so I really dig it.
But fish may not dig the U-drop so much. The monolithic grouted structure in Pagosa Springs creates a single flume and constant current force that can be an impediment for small fish, according to Mike Jaffit of the Colorado Division of Wildlife. He says natural rivers, even ones that have a fast-flowing current, actually contain lots of variability beneath the surface.
There are eddies and there's quiet water, there's pocket water that's resting areas for fish, and there's oftentimes spaces between rocks that allow fish to move up through a quieter portion of the river.
And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which regulates whitewater park development, shares this concern. Sean Zinser of the Army Corps says his agency is requiring Pagosa Springs to make its U-drop more fish-friendly by adding spaces between the rocks and minimizing grout. And he says his agency is scrutinizing whitewater parks more closely these days as the industry grows.
I've done a number of these where Boy Scouts, for example, have been in the stream moving the rocks, you know, as like an Eagle Scout project. They've evolved from something like that into these megastructures.
The incentive to build these megastructures is strong. Towns and cities across the country have invested hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, to build whitewater parks that attract boaters with incessantly perfect waves. Scott Shipley, an engineer and whitewater park designer, says places like Golden, Colorado, are getting a return on their investment.
They did an economic impact study, and they found that one single whitewater park brings over $1.8 million per year in economic benefit to the town of Golden. And so once that news came out, lots of towns have called us up and said, hey, can you make this happen in our community also?
Shipley works for Recreation Engineering and Planning, the company that designed the projects in Pagosa Springs and dozens of other in-stream parks around the world. He believes fish do fine with the U-drop structures. He also says that leaving gaps in the rock can pose a safety hazard, and you don't want little Sally or little Joey getting an ankle caught in a gap in the rock.
We have a license, we have liability, things we have to deal with. We need to make sure that the structures we build are permanent. You don't want to build them again and again and again in the river. You want to build it once and build it right.
It may be there's a right way to build these structures, but making them permanent can be challenging. On a recent morning, hydrologist and engineer Jeff Crane is snorkeling around at the base of another whitewater park near Gunnison, Colorado. The structure was built a decade ago, but last year the town hired Crane to fix it.
The river came down over the top of the structure over a few years and started to undercut the structure itself, you know, actually create a hole underneath the grouted rock.
Crane placed large boulders to fill the scour hole, hopefully slowing the undercutting process. And he believes hydrologists may be able to eliminate grout altogether by using more and bigger rock in whitewater structures.
The grout is not a cure-all. It's not going to keep you from having to come back and do maintenance on the structure. Rivers are going to continue to downgrade and to move. The banks are going to erode. That's what rivers do.
Still, it's tough to let a river just be a river these days, especially when the perfect wave is such a big draw. Adam Burke, NPR News in Western Colorado.